Well, folks, Sean Mice here, and in this segment, what I want to do is just do a review of everything that we've talked about so far in optimizing. So I'm not planning to give you anything new here, but I do want to kind of tie it all together. I think that there's a tendency sometimes when you listen to and you watch multiple tracks, I believe that there's a tendency to sometimes to latch onto one big idea, and then that one big idea overshadows everything else. And so I just want to kind of go through the basics here. The very first thing that you want to do to increase your conversion rates and increase your revenue is look at the big five. Look at your content presence, look at your list, look at your daily email, look at your multiple products, and look at your coaching program or memberships and ask, what's missing? Do I need more content? And if you're not the number one content producer in your niche, you need more content. You know, is your list growing at a rate that is commensurate with the amount of content that you have? And if it's not, you need a better giveaway, you know, more presence on your giveaway, more traffic to your giveaway page, you know, more presence on other people's websites in your niche, et cetera, et cetera. It's critical that you focus on building a list. If you're not sending out a daily email every single day that really connects with people, I'm not talking about a buy email. I'm talking about a daily email that genuinely connects with people. You're leaving money on the table. Now, not only, you know, it's not just about the money, but you're leaving relationship on the table. You know, if you don't build a relationship and you release a new product, people are like, well, who is this person? But if you have a tight relationship with someone and you release a new product, your spelling doesn't have to be right. Your grammar doesn't have to be right. You don't have to use the right sales words. And yet people are going to go, you know what, I trust Sean, and so I'm going to buy the training. And that's what you want people to do with you. You want to build a relationship. And the way you build a relationship is a daily email. You build a relationship through a daily email. And I said I wasn't going to teach anything in this segment, but I'll give you one additional piece. Vary the medium of that daily email. So some daily emails might be, you know, you've written an article in the email. Some of them link to an article. Some of them link to a guest post on somebody else's website. Some of them link to an audio they can listen to. Some of them link to a video over there at YouTube. So you give people an opportunity to kind of get to know you on various levels. The next component of increasing your sales is multiple products. I mean, if you've only got one product, I mean, folks aren't able to buy everything that they need from you. If your competitor has 10 products, another one has 5, and you have one, you're losing an awful lot of clients to your competitors. And you can fix that not by driving more traffic, but you can simply fix that by having more products. Now, obviously, if you drive more traffic, you have a bigger content presence, and you combine that with more products, you'll get a bigger and bigger piece of the market. But if you only have one product, your competitors have 10, no wonder they're doing more business than you are. So it's time to start creating more products. And then finally, memberships and coaching programs. You know, I just believe it's critical to have some kind of recurring income. Let's just call it what it is. It's recurring income. It's income you can count on the 5th or the 10th or the 15th. And it's income that's coming in on a regular basis. The benefit is that you don't have to resell that client over and over again. So if they're in a membership and they get 3 hours of new training every month, you don't have to go out there and say, okay, I have 3 hours of new training. Do you want to buy it? I have 3 hours of new training, and you're getting billed for this training, and unless you decide you don't want it anymore, you're getting my new training every single month. Same thing with a coaching program. You're creating a new training every single week. You know, somebody doesn't show up this week. They listen to the recording. But you don't have to sell them on paying for it every single month. It's right there. They're already paying for it. I mean, your only responsibility is to make sure you put the right content into the membership. You know, you're creating new content as promised in the coaching program, or you're opening up a line to be able to take questions and answers, however it is that you're offering coaching. Okay? So this is the basic piece. And if you don't have this foundation in place, and you go try to do some of the advanced things that I shared with you, well, I mean, you know, it would be kind of like trying to become a faster runner, you know, when you know you've never worked out in your whole life. You might be better off to go work out for a year and then work on becoming a faster runner. Okay, so let's just kind of move through this, and we talked about the various stages or the various places where in each one of those things you can increase growth. So with your content presence, you can create more content. You can build more subscribers. You can write more emails. You can create more products. You can have more memberships and coaching programs. All of those things are going to increase revenue. But then what we want to do is we want to take it to the next level, and we want to optimize. So one of the things we talked about was optimizing sales pages. And one of the ways that we can optimize sales pages is we can get really fancy about it. We can hire an expensive person to take a look at our sales pages. Or we can get simple split testing software and simply split test four different headlines, four different entry stories, four different bullet points, four different prices, and maybe four different close patterns. And what we'll probably find is there'll be a winning headline, there'll be a winning story, there'll be a winning bullet point, there'll be a winning price, and there'll be a winning close. And when we create a new sales letter that has the winning headline, it has the winning story, it has the winning bullets, it has the winning price, and it has the winning close, my guess is most of the time you'll double your conversion rate. So right now, if you're converting at 2%, you just do that test right there. In, you know, 1,000 visitors from now, you'll probably know what it takes to have a 4% converting sales letter. Second time around, you may not be able to double again, but maybe you go from 4 to 5%. When you combine this with more products, more memberships, more subscribers, more emails, and more content, you're really snowballing things. When we talk about optimizing, we're talking about snowballing here. This is moving from optimization to snowballing. You know, we talked about how small changes, if we just increase our opt-in rate a little, we increase our conversion rate a little, we increase subscribers a little, we increase visits a little, you know, we increase these small things, we have big increases in the total number of dollars that come in. And when we combine this with having multiple products, you know, multiple everything else, rather than going through the list again, you combine that with all of those things, you tend to really run into the realm of almost having a machine that you're able to tweak and operate at a higher and higher and higher level. And finally, what we talked about was this idea of email campaign optimization. And this is the most powerful thing in everything I've shared with you today. However, if all you do is this, but you don't have the foundation in place, you know, it'd be like having a turbocharged motor on, you know, your lawnmower and then putting it into your car, it's not going to go as fast as just kind of running with your four-cylinder or your six-cylinder. So if this email campaign optimization is turbo, but you've got to have the foundation in place. You've got to have a nice six-cylinder engine in there before you put the turbo on it. You know, if you don't, you're going to be leaving a lot of money and profits and sales and relationships and that type of thing on the table. The way this works is over a 30-day period of time, we take the best 15 emails and we put them in at the beginning of your campaign based on the highest converting email is on day one, the next highest one is on day two, and so on. We do this iteratively over time, and you'd be absolutely amazed at what happens to your conversion rate. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and close things out. What I have shared with you today is something that if you'll implement all of these stages, and we've talked about how easy it is to implement each one of these stages, if you'll implement each one of these stages, you'll be absolutely amazed what happens to your business, and you'll be able to do it without smoke and mirrors. You'll be able to do it without bright, shiny objects. You'll be able to do it without distraction. You'll be able to do it without using any gimmicks. You'll be able to do it without promising anybody anything you can't deliver. You'll be able to do it without using any hypey language, using any NLP, using any specialized persuasion or highlighting on your sales pages. You'll be able to do all of this simply by optimizing the content that's out there, optimizing the products that you have, optimizing your sales pages, and then best of all, turbocharge everything you do by just knowing the numbers and rearranging your emails so that they perform. You have the best performing emails first, the worst performing emails last, and then at some point you just chop off all the worst performing emails and write new emails which will perform at an average better level than your least performing emails were in the past. Folks, when you tie all of this together, and I hope that as you've gone through this training, there's been something that sparked inside of you that says, wow, this is going to allow me to take my business to the next level. This is going to take it to the next level and the next level and the next level, and that this isn't something that I have to do anything tricky. I don't have to learn any special techniques. All I've got to do is use these foundational pieces, allow basic math and physics to enter into your business, and you'll be absolutely amazed at the results that you're going to be able to get out of your business.